setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without breaking into someone's place, putting on their clothes, and drinking their beer, you're doing okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Having a full-on party.
A lot happening there in Utah.
This woman cracked open a cold one, literally thought she owned the place, and then things just kept on getting weirder.
Ah.
Okay, so it's a woman.
And then it got more weird. Okay. Ryan, we hear from him first.
I walked straight in, and then she was standing right here on the counter just looking at me.
A stranger staring back at you.
Yeah, that's kind of scary, yeah. For sure.
And I was looking right at her.
This is what Ryan saw when he got back to his North Salt Lake apartment early this morning. Okay. The woman had placed her shoes neatly by the door.
Oh, okay.
Okay, sure, because you don't want to mess up her carpet.
Right.
And made herself at home.
She went in my fridge.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that's where I go first thing I do when I get home.
Maybe the layouts in the apartment building are real similar.
She opened a drink. She drank it, like sat on my couch. She said she lives here, and I told her, no, you don't. This is my place.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe it's, as you said, Kelly, maybe it's a case of mistaken apartments.
Yeah, a lot of times, like, especially if it's a furnished apartment, they might look very similar.
She was even wearing his new clothes.
Okay, now that's not going to be similar. That's where I might start to get a clue.
Hey, wait, is that my shirt?
I don't remember buying that, and looks like a dude's shirt.
She wouldn't tell me her name. She started laughing.
Ryan learned she didn't come for a beer or the couch.
Oh, uh-oh. She didn't?
Oh, okay. All
the
right.
Plot thickens. She came for the dogs.
I'm sorry, what?
The dogs.
She wants the dogs?
Yeah, she heard the dogs barking from outside.
She heard them, and she wanted to come up. She was petting him.
Then his encounter with this stranger got stranger.
Okay.
There's another stranger?
So let's recap, because I've thrown a lot at you. Guy gets home. Ryan gets home, goes into his apartment, sees a lady sitting on his counter.
Drinking a beverage.
Drinking a beer, wearing his clothes.
Petting the dog.
Petting the dog. Then it gets weird.
She asked us if she would stay, and I told her, no, you gotta leave.
And that's when
a conversation.
And that's when she decided, no, I'm not going to go out the front door. I'm going to go out the off the patio, which is on the second floor.
Oh gosh, I was gonna say he's probably not floor, not a ground apartment.
No. So yeah.
Oh,
so she just shimmies down the outside of the apartment. Yeah.
Oh,
wow. Down the outside of the apartment, and then ends up getting picked up by police.
Okay. All right.
A lot happening there.
Yeah, a lot.
But I think the moral of the story, and that's really what setting the bar is all about. It's all about finding those morals of the story. The moral of the story is, if you can manage to make it through the day without breaking into someone's place, putting on their clothes, drinking their beer, and then jumping out their second floor.
Forgot about petting their dog.
Petting their dog, and then, well, I mean, I'm leaving that out there.
Oh, really?
Because, you know, petting dogs is fun. And then escaping out their second floor balcony, then you're doing okay.
Did we ever determine if she lives in the complex?
No, she does not.
Okay.
She does not.
All right.
That's setting the bar, guys.